This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now we have our next guest in the studio. We've got James McDonald, who is the studio manager of Arts Project.
And another James.
I know.
Another James or Jason today.
So welcome to the show, James.
That's not the same person we're interviewing. No, exactly. It's a different one.
It's definitely, we can assure you there's different people coming through the studio doors. Now, James, welcome to the show. And you're here to talk about Arts Projects Australia. And it's 50 years anniversary coming up very shortly.
That's right. Celebrating 50 years of bold and brilliant art.
Right. Now, James, you've been on the show before, but it was a while ago. It's when we were in Bourke Street, so it's a little way down the track.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of a background on who you are and then what the, you know, like what the organisation's all about.
Yeah, certainly. My name's James. I'm the studio manager at Arts Projects Australia.
So are you a teacher? You just manage it, yeah?
Yeah, so I manage the studio, the artists. And
Your background?
Most of our backgrounds are in the fine art, so I've got a degree in fine art, like most of the staff that work in the studio have.
Okay. What sort of stuff were you doing, James, as an artist?
I did fine art drawing, but I spent most of my third year in the sculpture department making a kaleidoscope, actually, this massive 5-foot-high kaleidoscope.
Okay. Where is it? Did it get?
It's under my house in a box.
Now, James, we also do like to ask our guests how they got started in the arts and where your love
You built the kaleidoscope.
And where your love for it came about. So how did your love for the arts come about, basically?
The arts or Arts Project?
Well, arts to start off with, and we'll move to Arts Project.
Oh, like many people, it was always my favourite subject. I was always, you know, drawing the Knight Rider car or the Dukes of Hazzard car or, you know.
The serious stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was into the
About Da Vinci earlier, you're talking about the very similar.
Definitely the different James is here then, yeah. It just went from there, really, you know, and like many people, a couple of aborted attempts at studying it, and then I went back in 2003 to get serious about it, which is actually where I found out about Arts Project.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, our life drawing class invited artists from Arts Project at the time. So I met Valerio and Paul and Lisa Reed, and actually the drawing tech of our drawing department had worked previously at Arts Project. So I got to know the guys from the Arts Project and some of the ex-staff and kind of went from there, really.
Right. Well, tell our audience, what is Arts Project Australia?
It's a social enterprise, studios and galleries that supports artists living with intellectual disabilities. Also, more broadly, artists who identify as neurodivergent. We support their art practices through 6 days of studio programs, and we also run a gallery that supports the artists to have professional careers if they wish to sell and exhibit their artwork. We advocate for them in the mainstream art sector to find opportunities and be a part of the mainstream arts culture.
And how important, I could imagine it's pretty obvious, but it must be extremely important for them to have an outlet like this and to have a semi-career for a lot of them. Yeah. It must be so rewarding for you being there with them.
Oh, I'm in my 18th year, so Arts Project got its hooks in pretty quickly, and it is just the most rewarding place. So yeah, there's 150 artists that use the studio throughout the week doing painting, drawing.
Where do they come from, James?
Mostly just are kind of around the Northern Belt, but we have artists from all four corners of Melbourne. We have an online program, like many people throughout the lockdowns. We went online and we've retained that program because we now have artists from Hobart, New South Wales.
Okay. And how hard was it during all the lockdown periods? Because that would be a real sort of an adventure for them going into the studios and working with the likes of you. It would have been quite disappointing for them, I suppose, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was really difficult, certainly for those artists who didn't have the tech as to be able to get online. So some of our artists missed out on any kind of arts project studio, whether it be online or on site, for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But for those who did manage to get into Zoom, it was a really important pivot, and it actually, while a lot of things were lost, we discovered some things as well. I think that's the story of those, you know, that a lot of people did discover things.
And the discussions, I'm sure that, you know, having a lack of community and communicating, you know, like those Zoom classes must have been really important for them, to the extent where maybe some work might not have been done, but a lot of chat might have been happening.
Yeah, spot on. It was less about the artwork and more about keeping that social connection. Arts Project's got a wonderful culture, and a lot of our artists have been there for many, many years. So for them, it's their world and it's their friendship group and their peers. So, yeah, keeping that going was what was the most important thing about those Zoom sessions, that's for sure.
Tell us about the gallery, and open to the general public on a regular basis.
Yeah, it is. It's again, you know, post-pan, it's located now not at the Northcote Studios anymore. It's now in Collingwood Yards.
Yes, I did know that.
Very fortuitously, we were kind of looking at something there, and then once we went into lockdowns, once we were coming out of the lockdowns, we definitely took a space there. So we're located, at Collingwood Yards Precinct in Collingwood on just off Perry Street.
Now, for those that don't know what that is, it's the old tech college, Collingwood where Keith Haring's wonderful wall is. Yeah,
that's right. It's been there, probably for 3 or 4 years now.
How's that working? You know, like for the gallery, is it good?
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah, it took a little while to get used to, just when we were coming out of those lockdowns and we weren't kind of travelling too far, it was very difficult for us to get our artists there, you know, to their space. Previously, the ground floor of our Northcote studio was the gallery space, so the artists would walk into it every time when they came to work.
So, I could imagine that would be an important ingredient to it.
Yeah, it really is, because it's their space. You know, the gallery are magnificent. They find opportunities for the artists beyond that space, but that is their, you know, they know that their work goes on those walls. So to get to that point where we can just, and look, we're just on the tram line, so we're only three stops away. So now that we can all just get out and about, we can spend a lot of time there. And it's really good. It's a great space. We get in a lot more foot traffic than we did when we were in our little part of
I could imagine
Northcote.
You would.
So it's been brilliant. And because we've got the whole of the Northcote space is just dedicated studio space now, the artists are also loving that. They have a lot more space to work. That everybody used to be on the first floor, and it could get quite busy and rambunctious, but we're all spread out a little bit more, and everybody's really enjoying that.
So 50 years, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
You know,
like when I saw that, I had to double check and think, 50?
Yeah.
Whose concept, whose idea was it to all come about?
Well, I mean, Murray Hilgendorf is the key player there. Certainly the very start of Arts Project was Myra. She was an artist and a mother of Joanna, who was a very talented artist living with an intellectual disability. And Myra realized,
are they still around? Or
They are not, no.
Right, okay.
No, they're not. And Myra realized that her daughter's work was exceptional, but didn't have any visibility, wasn't being recognized. And so she kind of went about fixing that, and also probably realized, and she was true to realize this, that there were many artists like Joanna who had these fully fledged art practices, but they were making the work in the, you know, at the time, institutions and settings that were away from the mainstream.
Yeah. So what? So this mum, she went out and did it herself. Did she, get funding from anywhere, or because that would have come later, I'm sure, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it did. She got some, like-minded friends involved, and by 1984, Cheryl Day got involved, who was the inaugural studio manager at the time. So it was about 10 years before studio programs and in a very modest settings, and it was all volunteer based. Mm. So they were doing everything, you know, on a shoestring.
Yeah.
And it was just dedication and sheer willpower.
And where does the money come from now? You've got, you know, federal government, state government.
Yeah, the NDIS is where our money comes from.
Course.
And they're philanthropic. Yeah.
Right.
So all our artists are NDIS participants, or for the most part. And so they make one of their goals in their plan to come to Arts Project and make art and be an artist. So they are funded to do that.
Right. Okay. How rewarding is it for you, you know, like to be part of this organisation? And how long did you say you've been there? Because it was a crazy amount of time.
Yeah, it is. I can't decide how I feel about that either.
How long was it?
To tell people it's been 18 years.
18, yeah. Wow.
I could talk to you all afternoon about how rewarding. I mean, I do, and like many of us at Arts Project, I feel like I've got one of the best jobs in the world.
How special is that?
It really is. Yeah. Anytime I'm having a hard day in my office, I can just get up, walk into the studio and be reinvigorated and charged, not only by the magnificent artwork, but just by the personality and characters as well. It's
And you would know them all so well too, wouldn't you?
I do. One of the things Arts Project has always had going for it, and it still does, is that continuity of support. And for many of our artists who, you know, their world is the disability sector, that's hard to come by. And the fact that me and my colleagues can provide that, because I'm not the only one that's been there a long time.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to say that I work in an organisation that has built those relationships, and we have artists. We have a couple of artists celebrating 40 years in the studio.
Whoa.
That means they were there at the beginning.
Valerio
and Pete, Valerio Ciccone and Peter Benn.
Yep. And what about you know, like the teaching staff there? You know, like who are they? You know, what's their background? What's their roles?
All fine arts professionals, yeah. So, you know, our basic qualification to be part of the studio program to be a staff artist is a degree in fine art or an equivalent, or graphic art if you're teaching in the digital program. We don't teach per se at Arts Project. We're there to kind of facilitate the work.
Okay, yeah.
So we will demonstrate skills, techniques. We don't withhold education, but we want the artists to find their own visual language, and a lot of the artists come with you know, a unique perspective, not only on the world but on how they treat the materials.
Yeah.
So we want to harness that.
But there would be a lot of people coming in, you know, for the first time. And would need that guidance, so, you know, like which would be sort of like a teaching, you know, like side of it, you know,
yeah.
Or open their mind to what they could do or what they could achieve. Because I know I would need that if I was going into, you know, this one wonderful environment and not being an artist myself, I would need the help.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, everybody that comes to be an artist at Arts Project has that passion and desire, but yeah, and we offer the artists the chance to develop, and we want to nurture those raw materials. So we offer the chance to try new things, you know, video program, printmaking, ceramics, different. We also will get in fine artists from around the traps to do workshops.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about general public? You know, can we go to the studios at any time? Is it open
for us?
To have a look.
I mean, you know, we're an open studio. We have people who want to come in and look around. We're certainly opening the place up on the 24th.
Well, yes. That's the big day, Sunday the 24th. What's happening that day?
Yeah, a big open studio public event. We've never really done it before. It's been something that we've done here and there, and certainly when the gallery was also at Northcote, we have our big end of year gala and all the exhibitions were there, which meant that people could have a wander through the studio. But we're really kind of going heavy and hard on this one. We've got some council permits, and we're going to block off the little bit of high street in front of us. We're going to have bands,
oh wow,
workshop
wow.
events. my good lady wife over here is going to be doing some costume modelling for us.
Fantastic. But there won't be anything for sale, though, will there?
We are going to display some artwork.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be.
So bring it over from the gallery, yeah?
Absolutely. Well, our stock room is still located at Northcote.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too hard for us to do. But, yeah, we're certainly going to have some work on display. We're going to have some zines to buy. We're going to have a badge making workshop, and really just trying to kind of give trying to open up to members of the public that maybe are Northcote residents who've walked past our blue building 100 times to get their coffee and never thought to walk in. You still get people like that who are just around the corner. So all are welcome, but we'd love to see those Northcote residents come down.
And even some St Kilda people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Some St Kilda people. It's not as, it's very cool in Northcote at the moment. So, if the temperatures are like this, you might get some relief.
we all need that relief. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Sorry, before you go, just very quickly, you said that the gallery's now in the Collingwood Yards, is that right? What are the opening hours for the gallery there?
Oh, yeah, good question. And I may even get this wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe just the website.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So I think Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay.
We have a beautiful exhibition on at the moment. Eden Mentor, who's part of the Photo 2024.
All right.
And they've got a wonderful exhibition called Little Things That We Fight For.
Okay.
Beautiful exploration of their queer journey and quite dense, detailed work printed onto really light material, which just kind of hangs on the gallery walls and sways very gently. So that's absolutely worth checking out.
Now, do you have social media?
We do. We're on all of the social medias.
Good.
Unlike my good self. www.artsproject.
Well, that's your website.
That's our website. Excellent. Good.
And just Arts Project. Arts Project. Just Google it and you'll find it on
Absolutely.
We're Instagram.
We're on the top of the first page, that's for sure.
Yeah. And what I love about it, you gave us a flyer. The flyer is fantastic. Did one of the artists do this?
Yeah, so the artist in green there, that's Marnie Tia. And on Sunday the 24th, he will be out the front of Arts Project with a huge canvas and a massive palette of paints. And he'll be doing exactly what he's doing in that flyer. He'll be painting portraits of people as they walk past.
Awesome.
He's the most amazing quick sketch painter.
And, wow.
So he'll be doing that for most of the afternoon. Wow. So do come on down. You'll get your portrait painted and you may not even know. But
it's just a wonderful thing. So people, please go out and support it. What's the address of this open day again?
It's 24 High Street, Northcote.
Right, okay.
Arts Project Australia, where it's a big blue building.
Oh, the blue building,
it's
you mentioned
building,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, lovely to see you again.
Thanks so much, David. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
That's great. We've been talking to James McDonald, who's the studio manager of Arts Project Australia, here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.